Welcome to Amit Sehgal, Telegram. A lot happening today, huh?
Absolutely. From Trump's Iran predictions to Netanyahu's trial and even a potential ceasefire in Gaza, there's a lot to unpack. And let's not forget the Shin Bet director's resignation.
Wow. Yeah, that resignation, a big deal. Seems tied up with the ongoing judicial reform debate, right?
Definitely. It seems like Ronan Barr's decision is directly related to the legal challenges surrounding the Shin Bet's authority. He even mentioned it in his resignation speech. Remember that part about needing clear lines between trust and loyalty?
I do. Big implications for the future of the agency. So, switching gears a bit, what about this potential Iran deal Trump mentioned? Any real chance of that happening?
Well, Trump's always been unpredictable, but given the current tensions, it seems unlikely. Especially with Iran's president visiting Azerbaijan right on the heels of a potential Netanyahu visit. It's all a bit suspicious.
Speaking of Netanyahu, his trial coverage is fascinating. He complained about the media not covering his testimony. And then there's President Herzog suggesting a plea deal. What do you make of that?
A plea deal? It's a controversial idea for sure. Herzog mentioned it as a way to reduce tensions, but it could also be seen as letting Netanyahu off the hook. And the details of the case, like the champagne incident with Sarah Netanyahu, they just add fuel to the fire.
It's a complicated situation. And then you have the situation in Gaza. Reports of a potential ceasefire, but disagreements about Hamas's weapons. Doesn't sound very promising.
Not at all. If they can't agree on disarmament, it's hard to see a lasting peace. And the parents of the hostages, the Al family, they're understandably distraught. Their plea for international intervention is heartbreaking.
It is. And amidst all this, we have the somber backdrop of Yom HaZikaron, with 319 new names added to the list of fallen soldiers. That image of the tank used in both the Second Lebanon War and Operation Protective Edge, it really drives home the cyclical nature of conflict.
Absolutely. And then there's the incident with the Haredi soldiers being attacked by protesters. Minister Arbel called the attackers hooligans, while the IDF chief of staff condemned the attacks. A stark reminder of the divisions within Israeli society.
Yeah. And on a slightly lighter note, did you see that list of Israeli presidents, prime ministers, and chiefs of staff? The one created in memory of Elchanan Kalmanson?
I did. A touching tribute, a reminder that even amidst conflict, life and memory go on.
It is. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining us on Amit Sehgal Telegram. Until next time, stay safe and informed.
Bye-bye.